Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the massive spending bill that Congress passed before adjourning for 2019 actually included a major win for our rural electric cooperatives across the nation. Chris Christensen is the National Rural Electric Cooperatives Association's vice president from Hinsdale, Montana, and told me this week why it was so important that the Rural Act finally passed.
We have what's called an 85-15 rule. And 85-15 means that 85% of your income for the co-op has to be from your members in order for you to continue to be tax exempt. So if we want to have that tax exempt status, didn't used to be a big problem. But now with the way that things were changed, any money that came in from grants, let's say to fix your system, or from FEMA, if we had a big disaster, and like we've had up in our area with the ice storms, if FEMA helped us out, that money used to be non-taxable. Now it's considered income. So what it was doing across the nation was pushing co-ops over the limit.
Andy says another victory for electric cooperatives in that spending bill was the Secure Act. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.